This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Coming into this Christmas season, more of us are going to be holidaying locally, taking road trips to check out parts of our country, our state that we've not seen before. And with that comes a reminder about the importance of the messaging around not drinking and driving, but also making sure your car is set up for a long trip and that you know how to handle doing those extended journeys. Russell White is the CEO of the Australian Road Safety Foundation. And he's been taking a look at some new research on how effective the messaging around drink driving has been in Australia. He joins us now. Russell, thanks for being on the show.
Oh, pleasure, Laura. Thanks for having me on the show.
The messaging around drink driving, we get a lot of it in Australia. Lots of campaigns, of course, discouraging people from drinking and driving. Do you think it's really getting through to us?
Well, I think like all things with road safety, you've got to keep reinventing the message all the time and keep adjusting that. And there can be a level of complacency because we've done something and become, I guess, quite au fait with something. Drink driving is a good example of that. I think most people realise that it is a socially unacceptable thing to do. But unfortunately, this latest research that Sans Drinks have put together really show that, you know, a significant number of Australians, in fact, a third of Aussies will choose to drink alcohol when they're intending to drive. So that's a big thing we've got to try and change. And that's something, of course, that's even going to be more highlighted, I guess, as we come towards the festive season and people being out and about as we get towards the end of the year.
Part of the reason that people who are the designated driver still at least have a couple of drinks is probably because they're trying to, you know, still engage in the party, still have a great night out, and then hopefully not drink too much by the end of the night. But that is really risky. So is there anything that people can do to ensure that they don't end up over the limit? Or is it kind of, is the directive really to just have nothing if you're the designated driver?
Yeah, it really comes back to if you've got the keys and you're going to be driving other people, then you have to take that responsible route. And there are alternatives these days, you know, with a lot of manufacturers bringing out zero alcohol drinks, which is a great thing to see. So you can consume those things, still be part of the party, still enjoy yourself, but obviously, if you're going to be driving at all, you just need to make sure you take that level of responsibility, because the hard thing is you can't sort of guess whether you're okay. And for some people, they can have one drink and already be at 0.05. For others, it might be slightly different, but it can vary from day to day. It can vary depending on how much you've eaten. A whole stack of factors can alter that. So just sort of going, well, I think I might be right. Isn't enough. You better be sure and better be safe than sorry.
We tend to assume that the highest risk category for drinking and driving is your P-platers, your sort of new drivers. Is that the case, or is it fairly non-discriminatory across the board?
No, it can be all over the place. You know, there's obviously a cohort that are probably going to be out doing, slightly more partying than others, but can still have events that have occurred and, you know, people have had a few wines over lunch or something like that and then discover, unfortunately, that they're actually over the limit, even after a number of hours have passed. So I think like anything with road safety, you know, we're all on the road. Everybody's, it can be different age groups and obviously different demographics and that sort of stuff, but certainly the moment you've had anything to drink, it's going to have an impact on your driving performance, whether that's, under a limit or not. The moment you've had something that's altering your state, it is going to have an impact, even a very minor one, potentially on your driving.
Over this Christmas season as well, we're going to have a lot more people doing road trip-based holidays and travelling around New South Wales perhaps a whole lot more than they're used to. Before you go on any kind of long road trip, you know, we're talking a sort of two-hour-plus journey, I suppose, are there any recommendations you've got in terms of what checks to do on your vehicle or how to prepare for a longer journey if you're really not used to doing that?
Probably a few things. One, don't leave those checks to the last minute. A lot of people leave it to a couple of days before they leave and then realise they might need new tyres or, you know, the car might need a service. You know, my advice would be to get that stuff done very early on in the piece. Certainly now, even the delays of delivery times, you know, you might find that your local tyre dealer doesn't have the same level of stock that they normally do and things can take a while to get there. So don't leave that sort of stuff to the last minute. Make sure your car's right. make sure you're well rested. So don't take on a big drive if you've been working all day and thinking I'll just do a long drive just to get there, because you know, that's when we have these terrible fatigue incidents. Obviously, make sure that you're again in a fit state to drive. So, and even if you are, I guess, on the road, making sure that you're well hydrated, that you're having a regular break and all that sort of stuff, and just don't push yourself too hard. You know, as you said, you know, there's going to be a lot of cars on the road probably as we get towards the festive season, so expect longer travel times, and just enjoy the journey. Don't put yourself under too much pressure.
Well, and also, like, there's a lot of people who aren't used to driving in rural environments. A lot more sort of city slickers. I count myself as one of them sometimes. Yeah. You know, I live in Sydney. You're not as used to driving on these, you know, longer stretches, open roads in a rural context. Is there anything that drivers need to be aware of? As simple as it sounds, transitioning from an urban kind of environment to going into some of these more rural areas of New South Wales?
Well, Laura, it's actually a great question, because you're right. We tend to get programmed to dealing with the road environment that we deal with on a daily basis. So what we generally find is that people who drive in the city tend to assume, the situational awareness space of things happening in relatively close proximity. The travel speeds are obviously slower. And then what we find is when they transition into a freeway or a rural road, they tend not to look as far enough down the road as they possibly could. And so that means that things might happen, you know, a little bit last minute for them. So big things for us is to make sure that people are projecting their mind ahead, that they're thinking about the road conditions. And that means, I guess, looking at the width of the road, making sure that if you're going to do an overtaking move, that you can absolutely 100% guarantee you can get that overtaking move done without any problem. I usually find that if that little thought pops into someone's head that I may not have time enough to do this manoeuvre, then chances are that's probably right. So just exercise a bit of patience. And I think the other thing is obviously just understanding that those conditions can change. You know, you might have undulating roads, you know, country roads that have got concealed driveways, and certainly, you know, there could be a fair bit of wildlife on the road as well. So it's understanding those factors.
Yeah, a few different things to be mindful of, Russell, but you've really given us some great help today. Appreciate your time.
Laura, anytime at all, always happy to chat.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.